I have swallowed so much as I could air to wash between islands and get lost at sea. I have ripped up my roots to find this place where I can hear dripping blood, feathering marks like sand gardens, letting long hair to black sand. The bubbles of air pop out along the sand, and the crabs scramble along the lines of first contact.
I have swallowed so much recycled air to wash between common vernacular. I have ripped up my roots to find this place where I can hear the trembling of blood through my capillaries threading through the earth's like sand gardens,
running long hand in black sand. The bubbles of air pop out along the sand, and the crabs scramble along the lines of first contact. Evidence in common objects ride anxiety like scopes of expansion, and our footsteps widen for the speaking of many voices.
My accent got lost at sea one day, got bent out of shape trying to achieve harmony and never found its way back home.
The pads of our toes leave indentations on the west coast.
It's strange because this process of identification has always been hovering at my elbows.
The lines of our prints write us home along the pitu, long root in the earth.
My blood is in the ground here, but I am not. I built my breath from stolen soil and could always feel the hollowness beneath the ground that I grew up on. But Auckland, I know you like the back of my hand.
I know you.
Auckland, I know you. Letting your glass walls fall from my eyes again is easy. It's so easy I don't have to move anymore, and the faint decay I kept at bay by writhing in the dust of disidentification starts to creep in at the edges.
This strange root that pickles itself at the earth's core and twists and pulls on the second hemisphere, the long line, the wet line, the fishing line that has wrapped and tied me in two places.
Two places. Pulling and cleaving, and I belong here, and I belong there, and my feet are stretched. The meter of my sound is in two voices.
A constant attack on affinity.